Utah Public Radio presents StoryCorps, an oral history project in conjunction with the National Library of Congress, recorded in May of 2013 in St. George. Former Zion National Park Ranger Greer Cheshire talks with fellow ranger Barb Graves. Cheshire recalls her experience surviving a flash flood in the Zion Narrows.
We hiked from Russell Gulch down into, there were about six of us park rangers, all women except one. And that's another thing, you know, we were rangers when women weren't rangers either. That's kind of another aspect of that. But we hiked in there. We had a lot of rappelling to do, and the weather report was fine. We were on a rappel. I was the first one over, and it was maybe 20 feet or something like that. And so I took off my pack, and I set it down on the canyon floor, and the canyon's only about 10 feet wide. You could, you know, touch wall to wall, but about 1,500 feet deep, just these straight canyon walls, like you're in a room, you know, that's a hallway, you know, a really deep hallway. So I was on this rappel. I get down, I take off my pack, and I look up the rope at the next person who's coming down, and my eyes just kept coursing up along the canyon walls until I saw the sky, which was as black as night. And I just went, run! And I ran. I turned around and ran. I put my pack back on and ran down canyon because I knew we had to find a place out of there, a way out. You know, I feel like I abandoned everyone on the rappel, but I thought they can get down the rappel. I have to find a place to stay where we can fit all of us.
Right.
So I ran down canyon about, I don't know, 100 feet or a little more maybe, and came to a pour-off, another waterfall. There was no water in the creek at that time, so we call them pour-offs when they're dry. But I came to this pour-off that was like another rappel, and I was like, I can't go any farther down canyon. We're stuck here. And on this side of me, the canyon was just like this wall, just straight up 1,500 feet. And I looked the other way, and there was a rock fall going up the, you know, that had broken the canyon wall. So I ran up that rock fall. And as I was going up, it just, the heavens unleashed, you know, the sky opened and the ocean came down. I mean, it was pelting hard, pouring rain. I almost couldn't make it up the rock fall because it became so slippery with water. And then I looked down and I saw the next person come up and look over the pour off. I called out to them, you know, up here. And that person came up. And then we eventually got all six of us up on this tiny ledge that was about, I don't know, a foot wide. Then we actually got separated because the other ranger and I went forward to see if we could get out of the canyon, which we couldn't. And we got separated from the other four because a waterfall came over the lip of the canyon right at that point between us. So we spent the night a little bit down canyon. They spent the night up there on that ledge, and it was a miserable night.
No doubt.
I thought I was going to die. The biggest flood I've ever seen came through that canyon, and there was stuff coming down off the walls, you know, rocks and trees breaking off and falling next to us, these big rocks just thudding into the ground. And when the water came over that pour off that I had stopped at, which was, you know, 15 feet or so, it just went straight out. It didn't just dribble over the falls. It just shot straight out.
Yeah.
It was impressive, and it made me realize nobody would have survived if we hadn't
gotten up on that.
We happened to be just in the one place in the canyon that you could get out.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Utah Public Radio. Support for StoryCorps on Utah Public Radio comes from Dixie Regional Medical Center, located on two campuses in St. George, serving northwestern Arizona, southeastern Nevada, and southern Utah. Information at dixieregional.org.